Troy Aikman chats up the Cowboys and the NFL every Thursday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller. Brought to you by the Dallas Morning News, North Texas GMC Dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:15. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line.
Can I ask a non-paying attention question? Did Parcells have a press conference today?
I don't know.
Did he have one today? He didn't have one today? Okay.
Are we supposed to announce the names of these winners?
Sure, why not?
Are we supposed to announce the names of these winners? Okay. We have our three winners. Matt Mako, Lamar Brown. Is that a brother? And Michael Black.
Yeah.
So we'll see all three of them down at the Palm tonight. When we get our picture up on the wall there.
Michael Black, $100. That'll cover like half his bar bill.
Time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Two huge events tonight. The Little Mavericks against Phoenix.
Steve Nash.
At the AAC. Texas Tickets still has great seats. It is not too late to get them. Call Texas Tickets right now. Also, Bette Midler at Nookie Alive.
Go there and see if you can find Delwin R. He picked Bette Midler over the Hard Line tonight.
Also, Wednesday, tomorrow night, Metallica at the American Airlines Center, along with Godsmack.
Go there and look for Kevin Scott.
And Dick Hicks.
And yeah. Cletus's Rat Tail.
214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's have you get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who showed all the folks up in Wewonka just how abrasive and over-the-top he really is. Here's Cobra.
What do pterodactyls eat, Dad?
ABC is apologizing for last night's introduction to Monday Night Football. Viewers complained. The spot featured Nicolette Sheridan jumping into the arms of Terrell Owens in an
Southern bitch.
Ooh, in an empty locker room in an attempt to spoof the network hit Desperate Housewives. Terry Hatcher and Felicity Huffman were shown watching the scene unfold on television and commenting on Desperate Women. Are you trying to get his attention to watch the TV?
I've got them at my desk. They're on my desk.
So let's listen to it. It's only like a minute long. This is actually what was played last night in case you missed it.
What are you doing here?
Oh, my house burned down. And I needed to take a long, hot shower. So where are you off to? Looking so pretty.
Baby, it's Monday Night Football. Game starts in 10 minutes.
Oh, you and your little games. We've got a game we could play.
Hey, this is Major. We've got Parcells and the Cowboys, and Donovan needs me.
Well, what about my needs? What about Petey?
Will you stop it? All of Philadelphia is counting on me.
Well, I can't help myself.
Good acting.
I love you, T.O.
Then how about you tell me what's buried underneath that pool?
Oh, you what? Know I can't tell you that.
Then I got a game to play.
Terrell, wait.
Off comes the towel.
Oh, hell. Team's gonna have to win this one without me.
Oh, my God. Who watches this trash?
This is Terry
Sex,
Hatcher and
lies,
yeah,
betrayal.
Felicity Huffman.
And that woman is just so desperate.
I know what we should watch.
Are you ready for some football?
You know what? I watched that. And I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think it was over the top. I didn't think it was particularly funny. I didn't think anything about it. I mean, all it is ABC trying to get a little cross-promotion promoting a very popular show.
Once again,
God,
what's the big deal? Did you find that particularly offensive?
Well, no, I didn't find it offensive, but I knew a lot of people would. I can't say I'm one bit surprised about this reaction.
ABC says the placement was inappropriate. The NFL called it inappropriate and unsuitable for the Monday Night Football audience.
ABC says the placement was inappropriate?
Yeah.
Well, didn't ABC know that ABC was going to run that to start the game?
Yes.
That was ABC's show open?
All they're trying to do is appease the NFL because they're in negotiations to get the Monday Night Football contract extended. That's all they're trying. They'll say anything. They'd come in there and say, you know, we're ABCs, we're a bunch of turds, if the NFL told them to.
Now, there's a few people up here at the office who think that if that would have been Brett Favre and she jumped in the arms of Brett Favre, that there would have been no problem. But this is all racially charged.
That because Terrell Owens is a black man and Nicolette Sheridan is the white prize.
Right.
But that is the issue.
Right.
Because yeah, let's face it, in the real world, that doesn't happen.
I can guarantee you, though, I'll be willing to bet $1 billion that there were phone calls who bitched about that. Not about the scene itself.
I'm sure there were.
Yeah, because let's face it, in the world of professional athletes, no black guy dates a good-looking white blonde.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen.
But the, as Bill Callahan puts it, effing hillbillies that live in this country, they don't realize that. And they don't want to see that on their TV while they're watching their football. Stupid. Once again, people suck.
My only problem with it is I didn't think it was funny.
It wasn't funny. And if you don't watch that show, you didn't get it anyway.
And Terrell Owens is the worst actor.
Here it is. Here it is right here.
In fact, I have a question about it.
And she ain't that great.
Yes, she is.
For somebody 41 years old, yes, she is.
She looks like she's had it.
Well, you know what? She probably has.
Well, anyway.
What's the deal with under the pool to bring someone who just started in on this thing up to speed?
There's something buried under. Okay, you know the couple or the lady that committed suicide?
Yeah.
There's something buried.
The narrator.
Yeah, there's something buried underneath their pool. We're thinking it might be the boy might have killed his little sister at some point.
Wow. Oh,
great.
And the dad's covering up.
That's kick-ass. Huh. Britney Spears has detailed her honeymoon with Kevin Federline, her new husband, on her website in the form of a poem. She says, "We hopped on a plane and took our flight. I slept really well all through the night. As we arrive, I turn and look out the door. People are greeting us right at the shore. A meal, a shower, and some ice cream. Then I threw my man down. You know what I mean?"
She's a regular Dorothy Parker, isn't she?
And she ends it with, "Just when we were about to start, I pulled down my pants, and here came the farts."
Brittany, it must be difficult being diagnosed with chronic flatulence. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Oh, weird. Hello. My goodness, hello. Ew, strong Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird. Ew, I'm embarrassed. Can we
Pound for pound, the best thing we've ever played on the ticket.
It's so bad.
So that was just a little MP3 on our website.
I don't believe that last little line was in there.
No.
I do.
You believe that she...
Yeah.
So you're admitting
that if anybody can, she can.
There's a letter from Kurt Cobain to Courtney Love that's expected to fetch $14,000 at the Christie's Auction House on December 17th. Cobain wrote the never-before-seen letter while hallucinating on LSD in a British hotel in November of 91. Love kept it as a souvenir, and here's what he wrote. This is part of it. Tell me if you think he had a pretty good trip going at the time. Out of all the times I can't read this because it... Forget it. Out of all the times I've been on acid, I've never been...
Hang on, start over music now.
No, I've never been able to hallucinate with such repetitive control. I'm hallucinating at will over and over again in this English shoebox with pastel curtains and normal little Victorian lamps and drawers. I really do care, but I'm not very convincing. He's sad, I'm sad. My throat is a swollen tumor. Blood sausage, colon. I puke air after coughing. It was morning by the time I fell asleep after talking to you. 200 pounds. I thought of a great idea for our video. Oh, forget it. So in the middle of it, he throws out blood sausage colon.
Wow.
Pretty good trip.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't either. Grego, this will make you happy. Last night, they were taping the Vibe Music Awards in Santa Monica. Now, I don't know what the Vibe Awards are. I think it is kind of the African-American awards for music.
Then what are the BET Awards?
Yeah.
What are the Black Music Awards?
I don't think they have the Black Music.
Yes, they do.
Black Music Awards.
I think they do.
You just made that up?
You did. Black Music.
He made it up, and he's going to stand behind it.
No, there's something. You know, like they have the Latino Grammys?
Right.
I think they have something for where they exclude the white man.
Well, at the Vibe Music Awards, a brawl broke out, leaving one man stabbed and Dr. Dre, with a broken nose. At 7:30 p.m., an unidentified man walked up to Dr. Dre's front row table. Dr. Dre was getting ready to accept a Lifetime Achievement Award from Snoop Dogg and Quincy Jones. This was taped, by the way. This was not live. So the guy walks up to his table and just starts wailing on Dr. Dre.
What do you mean, hitting him? Or
yeah, knocking the crap out of him. So Dre's bodyguards immediately swarmed the attacker, sparking pandemonium among the 1,000 people in attendance. The show was halted for 10 minutes while police from Santa Monica, Culver City, and Beverly Hills used pepper spray to disperse the crowd.
God.
Video footage taken during the ceremony shows several people shoving each other, fists flying, and chairs being thrown all around the room as people rush for the exits. A 26-year-old man was stabbed and transported to a nearby hospital where he is listed in serious condition. And they say that the guy who stabbed him has not been caught. Hmm. And they don't know if the attacker is the same guy who beat up Dr. Dre either, because he got caught.
Just another day in the world of rap.
I bet there were a number of luminaries there at this thing.
Normal day. Get down, slap your bitch.
And guess who was on the front row and people are pointing fingers at who started all this?
Guess who was on the front row?
Who?
And David Robinson also.
The guess who?
That's weird. They got back together for that?
Yeah, Burton Cummings was there while he was crooning These Eyes.
How funny would that be?
These Eyes.
Marion Suge Knight, Dre's old partner at Death Row Records.
Thought he was in jail.
Was sitting in the audience. No, he's out.
Hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. Knight denied having any hand in the scuffle. I did my 5 years in prison. I wouldn't do anything to have to go back.
Huh.
And Old Dirty Bastard, who died over the weekend. They say he had a history of drug abuse, of course. It's going to be hard to divvy up all his money because they're not sure if he has 3 kids, 10 kids, or 13 kids.
Bastard bitch.
Actually, it's Old Dirty Bastard.
3, 10, or 13?
Right. His wife claims 3. She says he has 3 kids that we know that are his by his wife only, by me.
Now, is he rich?
He's got money. I don't think he is stinking rich. But supposedly he has between 10 and 13, which don't we all?
Now, what song of his would anyone know?
Wu-Tang Clan? Yeah. We need Kevin in here. I'm not sure. I don't know.
You don't think Ty's an authority on rap?
I don't think so.
I'm down.
You're down.
I know what the brother's like.
What's a Wu-Tang Clan song?
Shattered Dreams.
Oh, you're giving me nothing but shattered dreams.
They're early stuff.
That. He was 36 years old, though, or he was due to turn 36, I think, yesterday.
So that's fine. That's Old Dirty Bastard, huh?
Yeah, that's him.
God, that's a bad song.
I read that in the paper, and I thought
that's
that you had died.
God, that's a bad song.
That Mike had died?
You hate that song? I just don't like that song for some reason. No.
You think that Mike is affectionately known as Old Dirty Bastard up here at work, behind his back?
Well, by the girls in sales, there's no question.
Right. Old Dirty
Mike
Bastard.
Leiter.
I hope I am.
All right, we got to go.
That's it?
528. Cowboy talk next.
Snake.
Let's get into them Cowboys. Here we go. Bring it on. We're gonna